So my guest today here on Kiss 104.1 Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks, LaGaia Figueras.
LaGaia Figueras, you got it, Monica.
So LaGaia, what does your name mean?
Actually, my first name means joy in Tagalog, which is Filipino. And my last name, Figueras, actually refers to the fig tree in Spanish.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The fig tree, and you are a food critic?
And I do love figs. And my husband grows them. So, yes. Perfect, right?
It's perfect. Well, I need to tell everybody you're the senior editor at the AJC of Food and Dining. So how in the world did you get to be a food critic? Do you go to school to be a food critic?
No, we don't go to school to be food critics. Once upon a time, I thought that I would be teaching Spanish lit to some kids, and that's not quite where the trajectory, you know, landed. Actually, I initially started out at college at the Air Force Academy, so I thought that I wanted to fly planes, and that didn't quite work out the way I thought. I did spend a couple years in Spain, and that's where I fell in love with food. And then went off to study languages, but in the meantime, also did gardening and foraging and all sorts of other things. In the meantime, you know, did a lot within the world of publishing, within magazines and newspapers and whatnot. So, slowly but surely, editorially, I kind of came to this place. And there's a moment, especially when you're a freelancer, that you have to decide what you really want to do. And food was my love. So I chose that and we ran with it. And, well, I guess in 2015, it landed me here in Atlanta.
Where were you before?
In St. Louis for a number of years. So, I'm a native of St. Louis and we raised our two sons there. And,
And here you are. Now, I've got to ask you this. When you go to people's homes to eat, do you critique?
No, but they all seem to be scared to invite us to their homes. So I think we have more dinner parties than at our own home than we're actually invited to.
So do people critique your cooking?
I'm sure they do, but they don't say a word about it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you go about the business of critiquing. What kind of palate do you have to have? I mean, what makes your tongue better than mine?
I don't know if my tongue is better than yours. Okay, so, you know, if you've gone out often enough, you taste and you taste and you taste. So think about maybe your greatest plate of French fries, right? What made it so good? Was it the salt? Was it the way that the fries were fried just perfectly? What did you want on that exterior?
Crunchy.
Crisp? Okay, on the outside, right?
Yes.
What did you want from the inside?
Soft.
Okay, so you know in your head what you're looking for. And if you do that over and over and over again, you kind of set up in your head, all right, this is the baseline of what I'm looking for. And then when you go off and experience things, there's new and different, and those are going to be okay, too. But I think it's over time you develop this base of, all righty, I know in my head what some really, really great fries are. And honestly, let's just say it. McDonald's fries are not bad.
They're not
They can
bad.
Be a baseline, and that's fine. But where do you go from there? And so I would say that's where it is, just learned over time.
So I'm going to be talking some more with LaGaia about when you go to a restaurant, as a critic, because I went with her, what do you really look at? What do you taste? How many things do you taste? And then I want to hear what you think of the restaurants in Atlanta on the Kiss 104 FM Facebook page. Tell me your favorite restaurants and why. You're listening to the new Kiss 104.1. But first, I'm going to give you something on this overcast, rainy day. If you need a smile, a good laugh, how about going to see Mike Epps, D-Ray Davis, and Tony Rock on Saturday, May 12th at the Pox Theater? If you are the 14th caller, I'm going to give you two tickets to go see the Platinum Comedy Tour. So give me a call at 404-741-0104. 404-741-0104. You all know the number. Just give me a call here on Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks.
The new Kiss 104.1. Flashback. Kiss 104.1. The new Kiss 104.1.
Yo, Cardi B.
What you want?
Oh, I hate when you do that. Get President Obama on the phone right now. What's good, 44? This your boy, man. This Lucius Lyons from Empire Records, man.
Oh, cool.
You know who it is.
Lucius, what's good?
Well, man, our 23rd Flashback Festival series is happening on August 11th, presented by John Foyer and Associates. I heard you was down with the new Kiss 104.1, man.
Oh, no, for sure. I let the Kiss 104.1 family hear what's in my iPod every morning, so I'm already involved.
So stop playing around, man, and give me your top five
artists. All right, you asked for it. I don't know if you're ready. Here you go.
Rose Royce, Joe. Ready for the world. Tony, Stephanie Mills.
Oh, man. Flashback Festival Series, man. 2018, Saturday, August 11th at Lakewood Amphitheater, man. You want those tickets, man? Go to kiss104fm.com, man.
Flashback Festival Series 2018. Brought to you by John Foy and Associates and Wayfield Foods. The new Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks.
I better see y'all there, too, man. Don't miss that.
This is a new Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and Throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson, and my guest today is LaGaia Figueres. She is the food editor over at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So I went with LaGaia and four other people to a new restaurant because I wanted to see how she did her job. So anyway, she goes into this restaurant, and believe me, when she leaves, she takes a lot more from the restaurant than a full tummy.
I stole a menu. Okay, let's just say it. I stole the menu.
But why do you need the menus when you go to a restaurant?
Well, there's a lot to recall when you're at a place. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think when you were there, perhaps you just enjoyed the dining experience. And while I was there, I needed to take in everything. It's almost, you know, you're doing homework. You try to take in everything that's happening around you. What does the space look like? What is the service like? What are these dishes like? And it's a great resource to call upon. It's almost like writing a research paper sometimes, writing these reviews, where you're like, okay, let's take a look back at what were the components in this dish again? You know, what were they offering? How did that feel in my head? And any of the photos that I would have taken along with something like yanking that menu, they help to inform the story that you're ultimately going to write for our readers.
Now, here's what was fun for me. You know, I see you, I know you. And I started looking through the paper because I do take the paper.
Okay.
And
yay,
I did
you.
Find
thank you.
A picture of you next to a review. But when you make your reservations, you make them in a fake name.
Absolutely. Well, at the end of the day, our goal is to have the most proximate dining experience that anyone who walks into a restaurant would have. So, yes, there would be time. What would happen if I would put the reservation in my name? What do you think?
Oh, they would make sure everything was perfect.
Okay, so that's not... And restaurants don't run perfectly. They do their very best, but that's not what happens. So... You don't need any special service. We're not looking for special service. We're just looking for a quote-unquote normal dining experience.
Now, you also said to me while we were waiting for you to get there, order this drink because that drink is supposed to be a specialty. You even sampled the drinks.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I think that food is a primary component, obviously, to a dining experience. And at the place that we went to, I know that they have some focus on their drinks. They're paying attention to them, and I thought you might enjoy it.
And I did.
Okay, good. and I think that's important, too. So, yeah, both sides.
Now, you also ordered a ton of food.
I know, and that's why we had many people there. Yeah, we are going to order a lot of food. When there's not a lot of people, you know, actually, what I should say is when I first came down here for the first 4 months that I was here before my husband and younger son came with me, boy, did I leave with a lot of leftovers. And that's because I don't like to waste food, but we do need to sample. And I don't think it's fair to go to a restaurant, order maybe, you know, three, four things and say, oh, yeah, I completely understand this place, you know? Of course, we're going to go back 2 times. I've gone back 3 times in some instances. And I think the goal for me is to find the sweet spot of where, how can I learn about this place? How do I need to know it? And that's a good place to go. You know, actually, one of the first places I went to down here in learning was Marcel. It's a steakhouse in Westside.
Yes.
And what I found, for me at least, is it's late night menu, and I don't get to stay up very late at these days. The late night menu is rocking. It hits that great point of both steakhouse, of if you're a person who wants a good drink, you can find your good drink, but also the prices suddenly become really affordable. So I can get that really nice, like, you know, cut of meat, but also a fine drink at a quarter of the price. And so to me, it is all about find the sweet spot of the restaurant.
So what I want to know from you all who are listening here today, what is your favorite restaurant and why? Go to the Kiss 104.1 FM Facebook page and tell me your favorite restaurants. Now, I'm going to be really honest with you. My favorite, yes, I love Southern cooking. My favorite is Pascal's, whether it's the one over by the CAU Center or whether it's the one at the airport. Nobody makes fried chicken like Pascal's. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to have more comedy tickets to give away. And I'm also going to talk to LaGaia about how she can stay so skinny and be the restaurant critic. You're listening to the new Kiss 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks. Well, continuing my conversation now with LaGaia Figueres, the food critic for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. When I went out to eat with her, I had to wear wigs so that no one would know who I was. And then we got this huge amount of food. But I noticed while the rest of us were being little piglets, LaGaia literally sampled. And here's why.
So, a couple things. One, my mantra is 3 bites and I'm out. I think that because, as you noted, we tasted many dishes that
we did, from appetizers. I mean, everything. And then we're asking, is the bread homemade?
Yeah, I had you asking a few questions. But your palate can become, I think, confused and tired. And if we can retain that focus of, okay, I'm tasting this dish right now, 3 bites, what do I taste in it? I can get those in 3 bites and note those in my head, or, you know, take some quick notes on my phone, move on to the next dish, and then the next and the next. It's a little bit more academic, perhaps, than most people.
Oh, yeah, because we think you're, you know, sitting in there actually dining.
Well, that's not my MO, but...
No, it works for me. I mean, I was glad that Lake gave us more food.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's right.
So when it's a restaurant that's not American fare, which, you know, Southern cooking.
Right.
Things that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if that meal is cooked appropriately?
So I think the best reply is to tell you that when I first came down here, I needed to review a South African restaurant. Have I been to South Africa? No. What did I do? It just so happened that I had met a person from South Africa some couple weeks before. I got their phone number and called them and asked, would you please come along on a dining review with me? And they did. I mean, we will do our research. And yes, in the back of your head, you know, for example, South African, like, all right, there's something called braai. That's a South African version of barbecue. So we know what barbecue is. And maybe you have like a place in your head of like, what is KC barbecue? You know, what is North Carolina style?
Yeah, whatever. What's Memphis barbecue?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this instance, did I have a great reference for South African? No, but I brought you this person along and they can help inform you too. So I think, again, we go about it a little bit academically and you use all your resources and you taste. And again, at the end of the day, I do think though, the biggest thing is both, like, flavor. What's popping in your head right now? Was that good? I remember that you walked out of that restaurant and you said your mouth was exploding with flavor. And it was great. That's the first thing. But then in terms of understanding the backstory on what's being given to us, you know, and the preparations, yes. I mean, it's all on us. It's me or the two other restaurant reviewers for the AJC to really understand deeply about what they're trying to do at their establishment.
So, you know, I needed to know from her, what if the restaurant really is bad? What do you do? So she's going to tell us about that coming up. But right now, if you're the 14th caller at 404-741-0104, I'm going to give you tickets to the Platinum Comedy Tour starring Mike Epps, D-Ray Davis, and Tony Rock. It's coming up on Saturday, May the 12th at the Fox Theater. The tickets are on sale at the box office right now at foxtheater.org, but I've got two tickets for you. Now, I'm going to make you work for it. I need to know, if you're the 14th caller, where was Mike Epps born and when is his birthday? 404-741-0104 here on the new Kiss 104. Today's R&B and throwbacks.
What do you do with restaurants that you go, this was horrible?
Okay, so here in Atlanta, a couple times I have left in the middle of dinner and taken a walk around the block because I was a little bit frustrated with what I was experiencing. And I needed to take a deep breath and say, quit judging. Just, like, put it on pause. It's not finished yet. And just take a breath. But, it does happen. There have been instances when things don't meet the expectations. I mean, you try. I think I try. And also the two other reviewers, Wendell Brock and Wyatt Williams, go in there with a very open mind, which I think you need to. And when things aren't exactly happening the way that you hoped that they would unfold, what are you going to do about it? No, you just, okay, take a deep breath. In my instance, okay, take a walk around the block and let's see what else is going to unfold. And in some instances, those restaurants have gone on to see next iterations of themselves. But what do you
in other words, they closed?
Or
they got a new chef.
Or the chef changed. Or, you know, the menu maybe has changed. Or, you know, and we actually shouldn't ask the question, is it me? Or is it Wyatt or Wendell? But like I said, I think we try to go with the best open mindset.
So, but if a restaurant is really bad, do you tell us that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we do have a star system, and in rare instances, you know, we have a 0 to 4 star system, and we have given zeros. Yikes.
So what was the restaurant's reaction?
I mean, who wants to hear? You really, really need to up your game.
No nasty letters. Nobody parking out in front of the AJC.
No, just phone calls.
Just phone calls. Ooh, okay.
This is Kiss 104. Today's R&B and throwbacks. I'm Monica Pearson. And continuing my conversation with the AJC food critic. By the way, their spring dining guide debuted online on Wednesday, and it was delivered to your door on Thursday in the newspaper. So I asked LaGaia, what's so different about this year's spring dining guide?
And I'm really excited for it. It's called, the theme is Global Mashup, because every guide we come up with a different theme. And essentially the idea is this new fusion revolution.
Ooh,
I think that's pretty good. But we're looking at how Atlanta restaurants are kind of taking a cross-cultural approach to food and drink.
Give me an example.
Okay, example. Oh my gosh. Tacos.
Yes.
Okay. Are they Mexican? No, no more.
Not anymore.
Okay. Ramen. No, it's not just Asian. It's going to get flavors from all over the world. Fries, pizza. They're all getting these different injections of flavor, which is really exciting. So, yeah, there's like 60 places that we looked at in Atlanta that are, it's kind of like the new age of the melting pot, and it's happening all over the country, but certainly in Atlanta, and it's a really exciting time to dine here.
What makes it exciting?
I think the fact that we can go to places that offer really inexpensive food. We can go to food trucks. We can go to fine dining places. We can go to pop-ups. And all, so no matter how much money you want to drop, you can experience this moment where we have this vast amount of ingredients at our access, like seasonings, you know, so spices, sauces, even an understanding of culinary techniques that we really understand and chefs are showing a great respect toward. And we say, okay, why not put together the cuisines from these multiple cultures? And we come away with something unique and different. And it's, and it tastes great. That's the beauty of it, I think.
Ah, this sounds so good. I'm salivating already. So you mentioned food trucks. Have you done any critiques of food trucks?
Yeah, actually a couple, I would say about a year and a half ago, we did a few, you know, we went to a food truck park up on Howell Mill Road.
Oh, yeah. It's been there forever.
Yes. And so, you know, yeah, yes, you take a look at them. And even at the AJC, actually, I'll tell you, weekly they have food trucks showing up, you know, in our parking lot.
So you can go out and do a review.
Jumbi is pretty great for filling up on. Absolutely.
You enjoy this so much. So tell me.
I know, because what else am I going to do in life?
Oh, no. But what is the difference between a foodie and a critic? Or is there?
That's a great question.
And we'll hear the answer to that question when we come back. But right now, I have a question you need to answer. If you're the 14th caller at 404-741-0104, I will give you tickets to the Platinum Comedy Review starring Mike Epps, D. Ray Davis, and Tony Rock. Now, this is coming up on Saturday, May the 12th at the Fox Theater. But here's the question you've got to answer in order to get the tickets. What TV show did Mike Epps star in that was shot in Atlanta? If you're the 14th caller and can give me the right answer, you're going to see Mike Epps at the Fox Theater on May the 12th. 404-741-0104. The new Kiss 104.1. Today's R&B and throwbacks. Kiss 104.1. This is Monica. Who's this?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin, can you answer my question so you can get the Mike Epps tickets? What was the TV show he starred in that was shot in Atlanta?
Was it Uncle Buck?
No, I'm sorry. Kiss 104.1.
Was it Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins?
No. Let's try the next caller. This question is getting to be hard for people to answer. So this is Monica. Who's this?
Hi, this is D'Ambra. Uncle Buck?
No. Kiss 104.1. This is Monica. Who's this?
This is Lorraine.
Lorraine, you are the fifth person I'm going to ask this question of. No one else has been able to answer it. What TV show did Mike Epps act in that was shot in Atlanta? It was on Stars, and it was produced by LeBron James.
Was it the one with the basketball?
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Kiss 104.1. This is Monica. You are caller number 6 trying to answer this question. Who's this?
It's Mike Reese.
Okay, Mike. What TV show did Mike Epps act in that was shot in Atlanta? And I'll give you two additional hints since nobody else has been able to answer it. It was on Stars and it was produced by LeBron James.
Oh, Survivor's Remorse.
Yes! You win the tickets.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. You literally were the sixth person.
They were trying. They couldn't get it.
They kept guessing Uncle Bucks and everything else.
Oh, man.
So I asked LaGaia, what's the difference between a foodie and a food critic?
So I take a lot of notes on it. It's not just about pictures and throwing those off on social media. Like, I really think about that. And you think, for example, even now, like, as we're doing this global mashup, you wonder, oh, is there cultural appropriation going on? No, not in this instance. I really don't think that's what we're seeing. But you try to understand, to me, I try to understand where we are in this moment in time. It feels, I don't know, I'm going to use the word academic, but it does feel like we're trying to give context. A foodie maybe eats it and enjoys it and knows that there's something great going on, probably, and can share that with the world. And hopefully folks like me and some of the writers that work with me can provide some context to understanding where this posits in this moment in time here in Atlanta and even, you know, the greater U.S. Hopefully.
So,
doing that job.
You've traveled enough. How would you rate the restaurants in Atlanta?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's hard to keep up. You know, I come from St. Louis, and that scene is a lot smaller and more intimate. And I would say it's less diverse. So what I know from that scene is I know what grows there. And folks will, you know, certainly cook with the seasons just like they do down here. But in Atlanta, we are such our own melting pot. And people come from all over, so they bring that heritage with them. They use the ingredients from here. They use techniques they've learned from, you know, grandparents or whatever, or culinary school or something else. And they put that together, and they're constantly looking for exciting ways to put that together. So, no, I think Atlanta is so vibrant. And really, when I came here in 2015, I was wowed. And in 2018, I am doubly wowed. It's a very exciting time.
Well, thank you so much for filling us in on the food scene. And don't forget, everybody, get the newspaper, go online, and get the mashup.
Yes, check out the Spring Dining Guide, myajc.com/dining.
Well, thank you, LaGaia Fagara, for being with me. I really enjoyed learning about food and how you become a food critic from her. Before I leave you, coming up next is going to be my second favorite DJ. I have to say second favorite because my favorite is Sasha. And my second favorite is Cheka. And of course, Tawanda's in there, but she's in a separate category because she's gospel music. But, you know, it's been a really good day. Temperatures now 52. The rain is supposed to pick up again this afternoon. And I just want to thank you for being here. But before I leave you, I do want to tell you about a story that has me boiling right now. One of the teachers at Parkland High School has been arrested. He did something really stupid. You know, Parkland High School, this is a school in Florida where 17 people were killed by a gunman, former student. And this teacher in that school, after going through that, has done something really, his action was just stupid. He just didn't think about it. And now he's been arrested. I just put his story up on our Kiss 104. 0.1 FM Facebook page. I want you to take a look at it. There was a lot of breaking news today, so I have a lot up there for you to comment on. Well, that's it for me. As I leave you with my Mama Hattie's favorite saying. It's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Don't make excuses, make work. And I also want to give a shout out to my engineer, Sharavius, who's keeping me in line today. With my sinus problems. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. Be grateful for the rain because it's washing away all that pollen. And keep it right here for Cheka on to new Kiss 104.1, today's R&B and throwbacks.